Okay, so at this time, we'll call to order this meeting of the Rockland Planning Commission on June 20th, 2017 at 6:30 p.m. here at the City Council Chambers. Commissioner Holloway, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And may we have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Vass?
Present.
Commissioner Martinez?
Here.
Commissioner McKenzie?
Here.
Commissioner Whitmore?
Here.
Chairman Sloan?
Here. Moving on to item number 4 on the agenda, which is our minutes. Do we have any comments on the minutes from June 4th? Seeing none, we are moving on to item number 5, correspondence for the commission.
There is none, sir.
Thank you. Moving on to item number 6, this is an opportunity for citizens to come forward and speak to the commission regarding items that are not currently on the agenda. So if you'd like to come forward and speak to the commission for items not on the agenda, please feel free to do so. And seeing none, we'll move on. There are no consent items, so we're moving on to item number 8 in public hearings. And that is for the South Whitney Mixed Use Townhomes and Medical Center Tentative Subdivision Map SD 2017-0006. I believe staff has a presentation.
Excuse me. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, Commissioners. Dara Dunworth, Planning Division. The project for your consideration this evening is a tentative subdivision map that would create 20 townhome parcels and 3 common area lots in conjunction with the previously approved South Whitney Mixed Use project that was approved by City Council on June 28, 2016. The owner, USA Investment, subsequently determined that the ownership structure for the project would be residential townhomes rather than airspace condominiums. The commercial building is still planned to be airspace condominiums. The property lines on the proposed tentative subdivision map, as displayed right now, are consistent with the design review approved for the project, including the property lines for the 20 townhomes, which coincide with the site design and building footprints of the 4 5-unit residential buildings. There is a blue memo this evening. Staff has a recommended additional standard condition of approval that would address the need for a homeowners association to provide for common lot ownership and maintenance on Lot A, which is the common lot for the townhomes, and Lot C, which is the open space conservation lot. A mitigated negative declaration of environmental impacts was approved with the previously approved project via Resolution 2016-177. Because the requested tentative subdivision map does not result in any environmental impacts beyond those that were previously identified, the tentative subdivision map can rely on the approved mitigated negative declaration. With that, I would be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, are there any questions for staff? Okay, seeing none, we'd like to invite the applicant forward at this time to speak on behalf of the project. Please press the red button and state your name.
Good evening, sirs. My name is Gil Lee from USA Investment. Thank you for the invitation tonight. We're making a very good progress in terms of engineering work after the project approval. Civil engineers went through several struggles to make whole things work nicely and subdivided this lot into 20 homes and one homeowner association's owned area, and also commercial side is two parcel. The basically commercial area is condominium. So condo map defined the 5 different professional office, and parcel is going to be one for condominium and one for a homeowner association. So that's the subdivision indicated in this map. And with all the sewers and waters and drainage, all the engineering work we submit to city shortly and go through the review process. If everything work out, then I think it's going to be the final subdivision map. So I think we're making very good progress. Thank you.
Hold on. So are there any questions for the applicant at this time? I've got one, and maybe I'm misunderstanding, but you mentioned that the office space is office condo? Is that correct?
Professional office condo, yes.
Okay, and is this map, this map is not showing separate lots for the office condos? Is that?
Condo division, the parcel is divided into two areas, a condo and the homeowner association, that is a parking and the common area. And the condo area is divided into five by so-called condo map, which is not the subdivision.
That would be a follow-on product, is what you're saying.
Yes, it's the map defined the individual ownership, just like a condo.
If I might, Mr. Chairman, there's a different process in the MAP Act for commercial condominiums that does not require approval of a map by yourselves or the City Council.
I see. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, if there are no other questions for the applicant, we'll say thank you and invite the public forward to speak on this project.
Hi, I'm Emily Amerson. I'm a neighbor to the project. I have a few questions about the map I don't quite understand. You know, the jargon that you guys are using. So the townhome, are they townhomes or condos that you're using, the ones that are on this side of the map, the 20 units?
In the lower left, the 20 units are townhomes, which are...
Will those be for sale, like the ones across the street?
What we'll do is collect your questions, if you don't mind, and then we'll forward those on to staff. So keep them coming. We'll take notes, and then we'll forward your questions on to... staff to answer.
And then what type of medical buildings, because then they said they're medical office space condo on the other, so what does that mean exactly? Especially a concern I got from other neighbors on my street we've been talking about is if the medical buildings are going to have ambulances coming. Is it an emergency type medical, because that kind of changes the neighborhood, especially going down South Whitney. My last question was, does the Planning Commission or the city feel that there is a need for more medical office spaces in this particular area? From like a layman's residential point of view, it seems a little superfluous. There's like a ton of unused office space driving all the way up Sunset. So for this specific part of the project, that's all the questions I have.
Thank you. Okay, so I think I captured them, but please, my fellow commissioners will jump in if I misstate something. So I think the first question is, are these townhomes and are they for sale?
Mr. Lee has indicated that they will be for sale.
Okay, and the units across the street, were those separate townhomes or were those apartments?
Those are Sunset Hills townhomes, and I believe those will be for sale as well.
Okay, very good, thank you. With regards to the office space, maybe you could describe for us the uses that are anticipated in that space.
The zoning C2 was not changed with the previously approved project, so medical type office uses are an allowed use along with other types of typical office uses.
So something like dental, outpatient type
stuff,
not emergency services.
I don't believe we'd be in a situation of there being a clinic or something that would have ambulance type service, emergency services.
Okay, very good. And then the last question was, is there a need for more medical space or office space in this area? And that's probably a question for the applicant, I would guess.
I was going to defer to the applicant, but...
The zoning, as Dara pointed out, is commercial. It allows for a variety of office-type uses as well as retail uses. The city does not typically dictate to applicants what type of commercial. It's a free market. They've mm-hmm. decided that there is a need for it here. Therefore, they've proceeded with their application.
So by right, they have the ability to develop that type of use there if they believe the market will
correct
justify it. Applicant, you're welcome to come forward and speak on that issue if you like.
Yes, it's totally 8,000 square feet roughly, and divided into five, about 1,000 square feet to 2,000 square feet office. So it's typically the dentist, orthodontics, the optometrist, or maybe could be a accounting CPA professional. So general office plus intended for medical doctors to occupy. Checking eyesight and stuff. So that's the kind of use we have in visions.
Okay.
And a clarification, there's no apartment, townhomes. Legally, it's a single family home.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Okay, anybody else from the public that would like to come forward? Please come on up.
I had one more question. So they stated that the homes are for sale, as well as the ones that are in the lot across that they'll be building. Is there anything that is stopping that from changing? I know that the Sunset townhomes that are already there on the lot behind where the new one's proposed, they were originally condos that were intended to be sold, and then I know there was a like years and years process. They didn't sell, they sat vacant, people were homeless in them, and now they rent them. They're not for sale. So is there any kind of process set up within the city that's gonna stop that from happening again, except with 170 units instead of like 40?
So can the property owner change their mind from and switch the project from townhomes to apartments?
Basically, yeah. I mean, those are technically still called townhomes, but now they lease them instead of sell them.
Right.
So they're not apartments, they're just townhomes that are being leased for rent. So.
Okay.
As with any project that is single family or essentially able to be sold individually, it's the developer's choice whether they choose to sell them or rent them. Typically with single family homes, they get sold. That is not always the case. Some of you may recall there was a project off of 3rd Street that was a single family subdivision that the owner or the developer chose to hold and lease the homes out. Likewise with townhomes, most of the time they get sold to individual buyers, but there's nothing that would prevent the developer from leasing some or all of those for some time frame. The project across the way that the speaker noted was a very special case where there were a lot of special circumstances that led that thing not being completed in a timely fashion and a lot of problems that the city had to help them work through. We have no reason to think that that would ever replicate itself here or elsewhere in the city. And in the unlikely event that it did, we would work with code enforcement and the applicant to get it resolved as quickly as possible and keep it from becoming a nuisance.
Thank you.
And I would probably add to that that there's nothing that precludes someone from buying one of those townhomes and then later on deciding they wanted to rent it for whatever reason, just like any other single family home.
Okay. Seeing nobody else from the public stepping forward, we will close the public portion of this hearing and bring it back to the Planning Commission for deliberation.
I don't think there's much to deliberate unless fellow commissioners want to jump in. I'm ready to make a motion. All right, so I move the that the Planning Commission, let me see here, are we approving this or recommending approval? Okay, that the Planning Commission recommend resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Rockland recommending approval, wow, of a tentative subdivision map, South Whitney Mixed Use Townhomes and Medical Center, SD 2017-0006, with the added condition noted in the blue memo provided to the Planning Commission.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Thank you very much. So we will move on to the non-public hearing items. Item number 9, informational items and presentations. There are none. Item number 10, reports and discussion items from planning commissioners.
Question for staff. I spent a lot of time out in the extension of Park and Whitney Ranch, Easterly End. I see they're grading out towards the Easterly End of Whitney Ranch now. Any designs on connecting that street up Whitney Parkway, Whitney Ranch Parkway? Anytime in the near future, are we still 2 years out or are we somewhere closer?
Are you referring to Whitney Ranch Parkway connecting all the way out to Whitney Oaks and Parkway?
Yeah, as I see they're grading out there now for subdivision purposes.
Yeah, they're just going, as they develop, they're just doing section by section. So until they get to the end, we won't know exactly the timing when they make connection. It could be years, 5 years. But it's slowly just being connected on as they develop and okay. Start subdivisions as they go.
Yeah. Exactly. Thank you.
So I'll just, a quick question, if you can remind me. At Wildcat and the new interchange, just kind of that area, it seems like there's some activity going on there. Is there, I can't remember, except the mixed use or residential that we've approved out there. Is there something else that's being graded that still design review is coming to us, or is it part of something we had recently approved?
Let's see, I think it could be the Wildcat subdivision. That's right on the corner of Wildcat and Whitney Ranch Parkway, just south of the commercial pieces. That's the residential that's been approved.
Okay.
And then just to the, I guess, the west of that, Spring Valley is starting to masquerade also on the northern side, and that's an approved project, also residential.
Oh, okay.
Off of University Avenue.
Okay, I remember that. So what is that? Further, I guess, kind of north of that is commercial zone or mixed use zone yet to be brought before us as far as the shopping center or
the
retail.
There's no projects at this time approved for the southwesterly corner of University and Whitney Ranch Parkway, and at this time we have no applications. The southeast corner of that intersection is mixed use with commercial zoning. We have recently received an application. It's not complete yet, so it's not up on the website, for a multifamily project on that corner. And at this time, we don't have any other applications in for any of the other areas in that vicinity.
Right. Okay.
We have a number of people talking about the possibility of various projects, but none have actually made applications yet.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, item number 11, reports from city staff.
None.
Okay. At this point, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Enjoy your fourth.
Yeah, you too.